Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. George Levy is here. George is an award-winning lecturer, senior instructor on blockchain and Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, that whole set of technology and associated assets. He's a Udemy course instructor. He has taught a lot of people online, thousands of students around the world on these things, and he's here to talk to us about things that you and I need to know about cryptocurrencies. George Levy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be speaking with you, Jim.
Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Well, I usually go Levy, but Levy will work too.
You like
international audience.
Levy? You say Levy?
I say Levy typically, but I just flew back last night. I was teaching a course in Tel Aviv, Israel, and people call me Levy. So I go by any of them. It's an international word.
All right. Well, I'm gonna call you what you want to be called. All right. So George.
Levy. Yes, sir.
Bitcoin is the most prominent cryptocurrency as you teach people. There are lots and lots. There are hundreds of cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin is the most prominent one. It is the big one. But is it a currency or is it an asset class?
Sure. So let's put things in context just to be very, very simple. So Bitcoin is the first decentralized cryptocurrency. And when people talk about blockchain is one of the underlying technologies under Bitcoin.
That's right.
Now, what your question says. So Bitcoin, if you really look at the source and the genesis of what Bitcoin is, Bitcoin, the first thing is a peer-to-peer electronic cash system. It's designed as a currency. It's used to replace cash so that people can interact directly peer-to-peer. Now, there's over 1,600 cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin's only one. There's over 1,600. Some of those cryptocurrencies are not designed to be peer-to-peer electronic cash systems, and they're built more like a digital asset. And that's when you see people that are buying, you know, digital coins or digital tokens. They're actually buying assets. But Bitcoin itself
In fact, some companies are raising capital with their cryptocurrency. They're doing initial coin offerings, and the coin represents a share of the company, right?
Some of them represent shares of companies. Other tokens are utility tokens. They're meant to use them. But yes, in fact, in 2017, over $5.7 billion were raised in these initial coin offerings. And just in the first quarter of 2018, over $6.1 billion were already raised via this new funding mechanism that cryptocurrencies enable.
Right. But the issue that we have today is should a small business owner be prepared to either expect to be paid in some vendor or some customer is going to say, I'm going to pay you in a cryptocurrency, or some vendor is going to say, I want you to pay me in cryptocurrency, and small business owners need to start thinking about this. But what I'm concerned about is since Bitcoin is the most prominent one, we all know that the value of Bitcoin is a roller coaster. It was $20,000, you know, 8 months ago, and now it's under $6,000 or so. I mean, that seems like an asset class to me rather than a currency. What do you think?
And that's actually a great point, and I wanted to make sure, because one of the things I wanted to, if there's so much hype and there's so much buzz around cryptocurrencies that people are losing a lot of the point. So let's go back to what a small business needs to focus on. And by the way, I've been a follower of your work. I'm a small business owner myself,
right.
and I really have learned a lot from from some of the lessons taught in your podcast and newsletter. The point is, cash flow is king. The answer is, if you're a small business owner, you can't afford to get paid today at a $20,000 Bitcoin and then have the whole thing plummet to $6,000,
right.
And you're suddenly wiped out. You can't make payroll.
That's
so
right.
The answer is, one of the key things that people need to remember is that you don't need to stay in Bitcoin. The answer, you know, I'll give you a perfect example. I use Bitcoin quite regularly, and
How
I go to many restaurants.
How do you use it?
Well, there's many ways I use it. I'll give you a perfect example. One of them is I go to – there's a really cool food truck here in Miami Beach. I live in Florida. That takes cryptocurrency. I actually go there. I typically pay in Bitcoin cash. I mostly pay in Bitcoin because most businesses will take Bitcoin cash. Sorry, take Bitcoin. This one takes Bitcoin cash also. It's just a preference.
What's
of mine.
The difference?
But I don't. There's well, there's two things. Bitcoin cash is based on Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the first decentralized cryptocurrency.
Right.
Bitcoin cash is a spinoff. Not as many people take Bitcoin cash, but what I find in practice is it's faster. The payment confirmation.
How do you deliver the Bitcoin to the person that you're buying food from?
Perfect. So I actually have a digital wallet on my mobile phone.
Yeah.
And I go and when I'm going to pay, instead of pulling out my regular wallet, I pull out my mobile phone.
Right.
And then the food truck carrier actually just shows me a QR code, and I point my phone at it, and
right.
my phone automatically transfers my Bitcoin payment to the food truck.
Right.
And there I got my Giro wrap. You know,
right.
paid in Bitcoin, but a totally different thing as well.
This is some teeny tiny little increment of a $6,000 Bitcoin, right? Your $6 zero is some tiny tiny little percentage of that, and so that comes out of yours and goes into theirs. And now is what if though. You took that Bitcoin 3 days ago, and now it's worth 4% less. Don't you have 4% less in your wallet?
So the answer is one key thing. You pointed out something very big. A lot of people get scared over the fact that a Bitcoin's worth thousands of dollars. And the answer is a Bitcoin is just one unit of value, and it can be subdivided down into 100 million satoshis.
Right.
So you can have millibits, you can have satoshis. They're variations, but you don't have to pay. Imagine buying a chimichanga for one full Bitcoin, $6,000, right? So that's not the case. The wallet software automatically takes care of subdividing and paying as much as is needed. Now, for the end user, which I'm talking about the food truck that I'm talking with, he
right.
actually has set up a payment provider that he gets paid in Bitcoin, but he does not deposit in U.S. dollars. He doesn't deposit in Bitcoin. He doesn't like to hold on to the Bitcoin because he wants to hold on to the cash flow.
So it converts to dollars immediately.
Instantly.
Yeah.
He just
all right. So
the
here's
payment,
the thing, though. How do I know in small increments of a Bitcoin, how do I know how much that sandwich is worth? Am I going to pay $4 for it or $2 for it or $3? What's the equivalent? How do I know that?
Well, the answer is you go to when I go to a food truck, right? I find out and I quote exactly how much are you charging it, and my wallet software and my phone actually takes care of telling me that's
does the
equivalent
conversion.
So much in Bitcoin.
How about that?
And it does it for me. And it pays that.
Hold on to that.
A lot of people.
Hold on to that thought, George Levy, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. More to come. This is fascinating.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.